When crying, it is like your face is peeing.
Thank you, Jason. Welcome to episode 91 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I kind of wish I was at a convention right now. And I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and I am the proud graduate of the Fighting Cheap Cheeps.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and you too can have a slice of Wonder Bread.
Wait, you got Wonder Bread?
I've got Wonder Bread.
Dude, Wonder Bread, easily best bread ever created in bread form.
Ever? Of all the breads, Wonder's your choice?
Wonder, yeah, the one with the balloons on it. That's how I used to refer to it as a kid.
Balloon bread?
Yeah. Can we get the ones with the balloons on it?
What other breads are there? I mean, name a bread brand.
Kroger.
Panera.
Dempster's.
What?
Dempster's?
Just making things up.
You don't have Dempster's?
I've never heard of Dempster's.
It's huge.
Kroger's, yes. Dempster's, no.
Never heard of Kroger's.
Well, see, clearly we must live in whole different countries or something.
Yes, clearly.
Ridiculous. We would never know.
We would never know.
No. We would never know.
I'm going to cover a little bit of business right away. I officially apologize to our podcast fans because last week we said a couple times we were going to broadcast live from Indie PopCon.
That did not happen.
That did not happen. So my bad. We didn't have the necessary equipment. We weren't sure if we would, but we wanted to hype it anyway. We thought we'd be able to, and the last minute realized, oh, no, we're not. So we didn't. The podcast episode certainly recorded. It's on the website, but there was no live stream after I made such a big deal out of pointing out to a couple people, specifically when the podcast live stream would be moving. So, as editor-in-chief, my bad. Sorry.
It happens.
Please don't burn the castle down.
It's made of bread,
man. It does happen. Yeah. I'd love to see you burn this down. Yeah. Mario can't burn it down.
Imaginary bricks.
Fire his fists.
Yeah, how's he do that?
Yeah, Street Fighter stole it from him. Like, you know, how Ken has a flaming fist, stole it from Mario.
Yeah.
Capcom. Just a bunch of copycats, really.
Just ripping
off Copycat-com.
Other games. Just a bunch of rip-offers.
Bunch of rip-offers.
Another derogatory terms for ripping off games. Copycats. Emulators.
Copycats.
Yeah, how about those people at the convention who are like, I got this game on my computer. I can play this at home. I can play this on my... Yeah, whatever.
I wanted to punch all those people in the throat.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa was right, my friend. Whoa was right. No, I mean, I guess technically, you know, we should have been grateful the fact that they were playing it to begin with.
But some of them didn't. Like, some of them walked by and, like, snickered. And I'm like, you want to play? And they're like, no.
No, you don't have any analog sticks.
You don't need analog.
There's no mouse available.
Whoa.
Are you going to defend yourself, or are you just going to say whoa the entire time?
Whoa.
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 All right.
Wild Stallion.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Be excellent to each other. So, here's the big question, guys. I'm going to go way out on a limb here. Since last Thursday, have you played any old video games?
Adventures of Lolo. That's what I played.
All right.
Do tell.
Do tell.
It works. It's not that good.
I brought it all the way down for not that good.
What do you mean it's not that good? It's pretty good.
I mean, I've played my fair share of let's push boxes around to make a puzzle games.
It's like
and
the best one, though.
I kind of got to be in the mood. Is it, though?
Yeah, it's of all the box-pushing games, it's probably my favorite series of box-pushing games.
A series? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. But just individual titles, like Cat Trap's better.
Wow.
Quick's better.
Do most people think like you or me?
They mostly think like Jason, which is the problem of our declining.
No, yeah, it's true.
Declining what?
Dude, Grand Theft Auto 3 is losing right now. That's all I'm going to say.
Not my fault.
That's ridiculous.
I haven't gotten a single vote yet. That's all I know.
Big rigs.
But no, I think I have to, for games like that, I kind of got to be in the mood because I'm not a big puzzle guy to begin with.
I can understand that. That makes sense to me.
For long time listeners will remember, I've been threatening to destroy this Adventures of Lolo cartridge for over a year now.
Over a year, yeah.
So I finally brought it to Hunter, and you think it's just all right? You mean I could have turned it into a Raspberry Pi enclosure?
Yeah, you could have. But
you monster.
Pi enclosure.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll send you a game that you can turn into a Raspberry Pi enclosure. I'll make it a good one. I promise.
Then I won't want to turn it into something.
I'm trying.
What?
I'm trying my best.
Did Jason just say what I think he just said? If the game is good, he... Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
No. Yeah, I got to be in the mood. Not in the mood.
Fair enough.
So, all right, sense. Fine.
Yeah. You know what I'm missing from playing? Why are you so blurry?
What? Oh, I'm just behind a shroud of mist. Hold up a second.
All right.
Why aren't you so blurry is the real question.
Jason,
I miss playing...
Mega Bomberman?
I miss some Bomberman. Yeah, I miss Mega Bomberman. I've been jonesing for Mega Bomberman.
I agree.
That's my answer. I was at a convention over the weekend called Indie PopCon. It was in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Who'd you go with?
Why didn't you invite us?
I went with my wife.
I'm like 2 hours up the street. Literally. Taking streets. No highways. The streets.
All I know is I played 4-player Mega Bomberman. I was thumping chumps in games like RBI Baseball and Marble Madness and Street Fighter 2. I mean,
sometimes
played. Yeah. Well, I the guy who said he's only lost 5 times in his competitive career.
Yeah.
I beat him 2 matches in a row. It was kind of funny.
Yeah. That was a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I'm weak against that character.
Yeah, I don't.
That's why you play as Ken, because he's not weak against anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Okay, then. So we had a booth, the website I went there to represent, and we were playing NES and Sega Genesis games with Passerby. So, loads of fun. I had an awesome time. I could gush about the whole experience, but I will try to restrain myself.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say one gushy thing, just one.
Please.
All right.
It was good to see and feel and know that those of us at One More Castle do really take it to another level. Like, I felt like for each of us, it's a little more than just a website. A little more than just a thing. Like, we really have a stake in it. We put time and effort and sweat and blood into it, and we have a personal stake in it. And as people have noted and some emails have been exchanging, there were 6 of us there from One More Castle, and it was amazing how we all got along. Like, it wasn't awkward.
Well, it was a little awkward.
Well,
you made it
maybe
a little awkward.
I'm the original king of awkward. That's true. So I guess just for me, those comments only apply to my experience. It was wonderful. For everybody else, it sucked. For me, it was wonderful. Screw you guys.
Yeah.
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 So there you go. That's what I've been playing lately.
Cool.
I do wish we could figure out a way to play, like, Mega Bomberman online.
You can, with an emulator.
I know, but I get that. But I'm worried about lag and all that crap, because those things never work out right.
Yeah, I get laggy. Or was it the other guy when I tried? Could have been the other guy. Maybe I don't get laggy. I probably get laggy.
Think we all get a little laggy depending on what time of the day it is. Just need to freshen up, restart that computer.
I get laggy.
I've got it.
Give that router a little love.
There is a website.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez.
Called bombermine.com where you can play against hundreds of people at once.
What?
Hundreds of people at once?
Hundreds at once. It's huge.
What is it? Bomber Mine?
Bombermine.com.
If I mistype that, am I going to get sent to like some exotic
yeah,
website?
Let me BOMBERMINE.com.
Wow, there are 110 players online right now.
Yes.
Guest nickname. Nickname, okay. Holy crap! That is an enormous play field.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to start playing right now. Whoa, choose a server and press play. This is so much better than Tag Pro.
Wait, so could we get a server with just us?
Maybe.
That's what it's looking like.
Holy
under
cow, this is amazing.
This is going to demand further research.
Yeah, so we'll come back to this.
We will come back to that. Thank you, Jason. I'm giving, okay, each of you, just congratulations. You've earned a new job title with One More Castle. Hunter, as you know, you are the event coordinator.
That is correct.
Good job. It's an additional. I'm not taking away the audio engineering. I'm just giving you a coordinator, too. Jason.
Yeah?
You're like our chief research specialist.
All right, now we're just making stuff up.
Yeah. I don't know what you call a researcher, like the head of research, but you're the...
I can Google good.
So you're the top research guy.
I can Google real good.
Real good. I know how to get things done on the internet.
On the interwebs.
I can Google so hard.
You don't even know.
Listen, if a humanities degree taught me anything, it's how to Google.
Wow. Everybody point at Jason and laugh. So this week, for our listener email discussion question, we hear again from our reliable superfan, Dustin. His email goes like this. Hello to you, people. How are you doing? Do you have any bubble gum? I have a question about retro gaming, specifically ROMs. About 2 years ago, I managed to hack my PSP and put a ton of NES, Genesis, Game Boy Advance, and PS1 games onto it. An ungodly amount, probably 500 games in total. But then I noticed that my enjoyment of retro gaming went down big time, so much so that for 4 to 5 months, I didn't even touch any classic games, either on PSP or on the original system. Looking back, I feel that having an overabundance of games killed my appreciation for them. Now, with the exception of my Mame Cab, I have yet to play anything on ROM. I deleted the collection on my PSP. I'll stick with the originals from now on, as this has now breathed new life into my Game Boy obsession. Has this ever happened to you, or am I just the only one? Thanks, Dustin. P.S. Anything. You can follow Dustin on Twitter at 16bitcatholic. So what do you guys think?
ROMs. ROMs.
Does playing ROMs a bunch suddenly make the real stuff less appealing?
I'll try to answer this.
You can certainly give your opinion.
He's going to try.
Mostly because compared to you two, I'm probably the only one who has a large collection of ROMs.
I have a giant collection of ROMs.
Mine might be considered. I don't know what you consider large. I got some ROMs.
I find with when you have a large collection of games available to you, especially games you haven't played before. So if I download every Super Nintendo game and I decided to start playing games, because you have so many available to you, you have less patience to stick with a game to see if it gets good. You'll turn it on, you'll play it for 5 minutes to go. That's all right. Oh, there's these other 300? Oh, man, I'll try something else.
That's exactly right. I can quote the Joker from The Dark Knight Rises. It's like a dog trying to catch a car. You wouldn't know what to do with it once you actually have it. And that's exactly what it is. And once you have everything, especially from a collecting standpoint, if you have every game ever created sitting in a tiny little zip file and you can play whatever you want, you don't know what to play. I mean, I have almost 800 games, physical carts in my collection. Yep. And I do this all the time. I'll just stare at my games and wonder what to play because there's too many choices.
Doesn't that apply either way, though? I mean,
not necessarily. I mean, there's a difference between wanting to play a game and wanting to play Super Mario Brothers. You know, if you have a very specific need to play a very specific game, you can put the time into it, regardless if it's...
And put the card in.
Right.
Okay.
But if you don't know what to play, but you want to play, That's what makes it more difficult, especially if you have every single game released for a particular console.
I don't even remember when really it was that I discovered that ROMs were a thing, but I think every gamer who initially discovers them has that like massive wow moment of, you mean basically I can play any old game? You know, wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge. I had that moment. I was like, oh my gosh, I can play any guy. I can play this rare game. What? A ROM hack? What? Why is Mario naked? Like,
why isn't Mario naked?
You have that magical moment, and I think it's pretty similar to Dustin. I probably went through a few weeks of it. I still do play original Nintendo, though, so I don't know. I think there's pros and cons to each. I'll say that, because I'm not one of those people who thinks emulation is evil, but I will also advocate the authentic console experience when you can.
Yeah, I'm gonna play somewhat devil's advocate to this whole thing as well.
Satan's
friend. I find having a super large collection of games forces me away from the obvious plays. I'm going to use my Steam games as an example, because that's what I play the most. I have so many games in my Steam backlog that I'll look through the games and I'll be like, oh yeah, I know I've got this, 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 and this, but none of them will appeal to me, so I'll go for like the obscure choice, just because it's like, I know what Resident Evil 6 is going to be like. It's going to be a Resident Evil game. I know what this other game is going to be like. So when ROMs are like, oh yeah, I know what a Metroid game is. Maybe I'll play this weird game I haven't heard of. Like on Steam right now, I have so many quote-unquote AAA games I could play. But I'm playing some free-to-release game called Fistful of Frags, which is like a Western-themed multiplayer shooter. And I love it.
But
I have all these other quote-unquote great games.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
You know what? I actually think Steam, it does fit a really neat niche for retro gamers, because if you have a big enough Steam library, it almost removes your reliance on ROM. Does that make any sense? I mean, if you want your instant switch between games on a computer fix, go to Steam. If you want your play real video games, you play your real video games.
Well, I think that's true too, is if you download an entire library of ROMs from a console that either you don't have or that you've never played before. Like when I came across and finally was like, you know what, I'm going to check out the Neo Geo. And like I just downloaded the entire library of Neo Geo games. I was gone for like 6 hours just playing through every single title. I mean, some of them I had played before, you know, King of Fighters, Fatal Fury, Samurai Showdown. Like those were kind of the staples, Metal Slug, those kinds of things. But remember that puzzle game that I brought that one day? That I was talking about, because it was like a Halloween puzzle game. Like I never would have saw that game out anywhere, you know. Uh-huh. And like I can say that there's quite a few times there have been ROMs that I've played because I didn't know what they were, and really enjoyed them and put them on my list of games to buy when I was out and about, you know. So but if you know, for games that I already have, for consoles that I already have, like I have over 100 NES games. I mean I've got all the popular games, you know what I mean? Like there's not, I honestly don't think there's that one gem underground game that I've never played before that I'm gonna find on a ROM list. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna play Gunsmoke. That's I got the cart. But I'll play it on a ROM if I got nothing else to do. You know,
if you want to play an old school game and you even have like a genre taste in mind, why would you blindly go for a ROM download when you know your tried and true game is right there? On the other side of the equation, if you're not really in the mood to play a game, well, ROM doesn't fit there either. And we all know Majora's Mask is not the same unless you're playing the real thing anyway. So
true. Well, and that's one of the great things about Steam is that all of these games, all of these ROMs, these games have been out for decades. You know, they've been reviewed and previewed and ripped apart and, You know, whereas in with Steam, you know, you get to play a lot of indie games or free-to-play games or games that had such a limited release that practically nobody knows what it is. So it's always a brand new experience. Like when you play an old ROM, old NES game that you've never heard of, you know why. And it's usually because it's crap.
Yeah. It's funny you mention that because I have Final Fantasy VII on Steam. So interpret that as you wish. I paid money for it.
Ouch.
Weird, right? Yeah. I mean, I got it on sale, of course, but...
Hurts. Don't you have to log into some weird Square Enix?
Yeah, some weird.
So
Square
stupid.
Enix.
What? Like, why? It just,
what? I don't. I hate
it. It's like every Ubisoft game. It's like, oh, good. I have to download into Uplay.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is always Uplay. Broken and never works.
Always.
Crappy launchers. Go, guys. Woo. Woo. Yes. Whistles. Beeps.
I totally have an Ubisoft game or two.
Creeps.
Yeah. So yeah, Dustin, we totally answered your question.
I think we've all experienced it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, we've all experienced it. It passes. It's one of those things you go through.
It's just one of those growing up. One of those things.
Yeah, I can't talk, so that's good for a podcast. Right.
Are you still decommissioning from the con?
Decommissioning, yes, I am decommissioning.
Or decompressing, maybe?
Decompressing, probably even more. I like decommissioning, though. I'm just... I had this boat
just
over here, it's been decommissioned.
Just out.
Admiral Ducky, decommissioned.
Fighting chief.
Employee team. Benefits, decommissioned. Commissioner Gordon, decommissioned.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead. My parents are dead.
Con inside joke, everybody. I couldn't talk on Monday. My throat was so raw.
I know. Tell me about it.
Just from yelling at people.
Someone asked me if I was coming down with a cold. Like, do you have a cold? It's like, yeah. Sure I do.
Jason, are,
like,
are
my
you
parents!
Sick? Are you coming down with a cold?
Die.
Oh, no, I just,
No.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead.
My parents died.
My parents are dead.
My parents had a cold. Before they die.
If anyone doesn't know, it's a reference to Batman. That's
yes.
It's not just some
is it, though?
Person.
Did he ever say his the words, my parents are dead?
I don't think so. It's that webcomic.
Yeah, there's a web.
It's that meme.
Well, it's a comic where Batman slaps Robin, and the text, they change the speech. It says, my parents are dead, and he's just so mad at Robin. He slaps his lips.
That's funny.
You can like change what Robin says. It's time for a music break, guys. Break by Nimble Fox. The name Nimble Fox has a zero where the O is, and although I'm pronouncing it break, 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 it's actually just spelled BRK, BRK, BRK without any spaces. It's a fun chiptune track, though. So check it out. Free download. WormholeCastle.com podcast episode page. A quick note. Nimble Fox also marks our last submission on the musician form. So I think it's time to pimp that out again. If you are a chiptune artist or a nerdcore artist or a electro hip hop super rapper kid, we want your music. We want to feature on the podcast. We want people to download it. We want to promote your stuff. So
yeah.
There is a link on onemorecastle.com near the bottom of the site. I'm going to verify that for myself here in a moment. I think it's called the Musician Program.
What?
Yeah, bottom right corner, One More Castle Musician Program. Go there, submit your stuff. And if you know someone who composes geek-friendly music that would be appropriate for the podcast, let them know that that's what we do. We feature a different track every weekend. It's good stuff. So, yeah, please. We can, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Or else I will have to start making music and no one wants it.
So I just found the comic strip.
I kind of do. I don't know. My parents are dead.
You've never seen that before?
That's hilarious.
You've never seen it before?
No. I just always thought it was funny.
Wow. What planet have you lived on?
That I've lived under? Oh, geez. That's a tough one. Planet Awesome? Yes. Planet Awesome.
Oh, Edward Varnell is asking if I played anything else at the con. I brought about 20 NES games, and Hunter brought about 20 Sega games. So over the 3 days, we played nearly all of them. So Marble Madness, RBI Baseball, Double Dragon 2, Street Fighter 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Blades of Steel, Ice Hockey, Super Mario Brothers, and Super Mario Brothers 3. I didn't break out 2. I didn't play that one. Nobody wants to see Super Mario Brothers 2.
Nope.
I think it's time for the best part of our show. The Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, the Retro Showdown is part of the show where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we'll pretty much spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picked the best game. We typically fit them to a theme, but the best part is not the theme or the argument. It's the fact that you, the listener or viewer, get to vote for your favorite of the three on a poll on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully, one of our arguments will sway you, or at the least, will be entertaining. So we have a little bit of catching up to do, because for last week's PopCon episode, I did not have the 2 weeks ago winner in front of me. So 3 episodes ago! Episode 88, we had Joe Walker on as a special guest almost a month ago. Joe Walker won with Knuckles Chaotix over Sim Ant and Apocalypse. Good for you, Joe Walker. Good for you.
Good for you, Joe Walker.
2 episodes ago, the theme was Games for Failed Consoles. Some people took chagrin to my picking a Dreamcast game, but I digress. And the winner was Jason with Mr. Potato Head Save Veggie Valley.
I didn't hear you. What was the name of that game?
Mr. Potato Head Saves Veggie Valley. It beats Attack of the Mutant Penguins and Wacky Races. I'm surprised a little bit, honestly. For tonight's Retro Showdown, though, it's a whole new ball game. Reset the votes. The theme is games with antlers.
So stupid.
Who picked that one?
Come on.
So episode 91. That's why that got picked. We've done 91 episodes. We didn't start doing themes for a while, though. We just had free-for-alls all the time back in the day.
True.
But yeah, we tried to pick a game that had antlers somewhere in it. Antlers, antlers, antlers. That's. Huh. But I found one. So,
Yeah.
Jason, whenever you want to put one
Are
there on the
you
card.
ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You may begin.
It was a cold night in Milwaukee.
This is gonna be
We
good.
were deer hunting. One of them made its way down the lane and took a defensive posture. My buddy Miller is a pretty good long-range shooter, so he squared up his shoulders, took the shot, and boom! Shakalaka drilled the three-pointer to beat the buzzer. That's how the Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks in NBA Jam Tournament Edition, released in 1995 for the Sega Genesis. The Milwaukee Bucks, of course, have a logo that features antlers. But even better than antlers is the arcade-style awesomeness of NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Super fun. It's one of those sports games that transcends sports fans. Even if you don't like basketball, you will love NBA Jam. And the Tournament Edition is just superior in every way. So, it's basically one of the world's most perfect video games, a masterpiece through and through, and a beloved part of my childhood. NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Cool.
Is it the shoes?
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
The
I just want to
nail in
say,
the coffin.
I let you go along on that.
You did.
Like 14 seconds.
I was waiting for you to say like
No.
10. I kept like
Ouch.
having
No.
miniature pauses after
So, Hunter, you get 14 seconds.
I don't really want it.
Just 14 seconds.
Okay. I will
Only
take
four.
28 seconds longer.
Are you ready?
Because I'm twice as good. Yes, I am ready.
You may begin.
So, Deer Hunter was an extremely popular game when it was released. And what do all popular games have in common with each other? And that's parodies. My pick for the Retro Showdown is Deer Avenger 4 for the PC. Released in 2001, the Deer Avenger series started as a simple parody where the deer would shoot the hunter. But as the series continued, iteration after iteration, it became something di completely different. And Deer Avenger 4, you are now the deer hunting rednecks in a trailer park using farts and things about Baywatch and Viagra and this third-person shooter, Deer Avenger 4, for the PC.
Guys, it took, what episode is this?
91?
It took
91.
91 episodes, and we finally brought the same game.
Whoa!
Did you get the same game?
I picked the exact same game. I had an intro ready for this one as well.
I want to hear it.
I didn't know you liked NBA Jam so much.
Yeah, I love
Yeah,
it.
that's what it is.
I love it. Oh, dad, mother of.
Yep.
Oh.
Time to put that
Oh.
Google Foo to work,
Yep.
Canuck!
Yep. Hold on.
My trash
Hold on.
talk is not
Hold on.
on point tonight.
I can do it.
Wow, we're really waiting for him to do
Yeah, he's
that. Yeah, we're
really
gonna
gonna
do
pick
it.
something else.
I'm just gonna pick a random game. Here we go.
Well, no,
Make
it
sure it
has to
has
have
antlers in it.
antlers in it, yeah.
No, it's gonna have antlers. Fuel results.
I'm gonna narrate this as I do it. Oh,
go to page two.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy.
That's
We're
not good.
Okay.
That's not
Deer.
good.
Deer.
Pikachu approves. Pika pika.
Pikachu.
My parents are dead.
Ah, you son of a.
We're
You.
breaking all kinds of milestones lately. We had our first
I can
four
do
people
this.
face to face at a
I
con.
can.
Our first, we brought a game twice. Oops. And now our first two people brought the same game.
Yeah, because
Man.
before, Bailey, you and I brought Killer Instinct, but I happened to bring the arcade version. And you brought the
Yeah.
Super NES version. So not technically
Yeah,
the
they're
same
different
game.
enough, in my opinion,
Yeah.
to be distinctive entries.
It's
But
definitely a
same
more
title
crippled
for sure.
version, the Super NES version was. Sad,
You know,
sad.
I'll just cop out. I'm just gonna pick some crap, just to save time. Are you ready?
We've been waiting for you.
Okay, here we go. Online stopwatch. start. All right. Games with antlers. This week, I chose a game which features antlers. It's sequel to the number one selling PC hunting game, Deer Hunter. This is Deer Hunter 2, The Hunt Continues. Titled in the same way a bad B-movie would be, this game let you stalk your prey in stunning 3D and claims it's a whole new hunt where you can walk around terrain in 12 exotic locations with 9 powerful weapons. That's Deer Hunter 2, The Hunt Continues.
Because we all know the truly sophisticated retro gamer does not settle for such petty debates as which is better, Mega Man 2 or 3. No, no, no. The real debate is which is better, Deer Hunter 2 or Deer Hunter 4?
Deer Avenger.
Yeah, I can't even get my...
It's the parody.
My bad, guys.
Bambo?
So
I mean, come on.
Help me out, guys.
Thing about Bambo.
Deer Avenger is the parody for Deer Hunter?
Yes.
Correct.
You are a deer who kills people who are hunters.
That sounds funny. We don't even need to talk about Jason's game. Jason's disqualified.
He's got Tood, if that helps. Does that help?
Since when has Tood helped? Has Tood ever helped anybody? Where is Tood when I needed Tood? Was Tood there when my parents died?
Why is it? Because your parents are dead.
My parents are dead.
No, I think Tood was important for the time that it came out, especially with... No, I mean, think of it this way. Like, Nintendo, even though they basically reigned supreme until, what, 90? They were always considered kind of kiddie. So I think when Sonic came out with the original Tood, I think that was a huge thing. Like, it may have been something that you'd laugh about with your friends behind closed doors, but on the surface, it definitely was well worth it.
You just described Jason.
Good.
You know, on the surface, he's worth it, but you laugh about him privately with your friends. Let's be honest.
I laugh about the things that he says.
He does say very funny things.
He does.
Sometimes.
Thanks.
I've touched him.
You have?
As
have
I.
I have now touched a Canadian.
We also shared a drink with a Canadian.
I've watched.
We did.
We even broke bread. With a Canadian.
That's true.
Because apparently that's a thing.
Yes.
From what I've been told.
What?
I thought you brought NBA Jam before. Am I incorrect?
What? I thought
have
he has
I?
As well.
No way. Hold on. Really?
Let's see what Google says.
Have we passed the point where I just can't remember any games anyone's ever brought?
I don't know, man.
Oh, no, I did. I brought NBA Jam TE for the Super NES.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring the second one. That's one I had.
Oh, yeah. Well then.
What were the differences?
Why the hell did you buy Digba?
Galagaba.
For the hell did you buy Digba?
Russia.
Spragala.
What were the differences?
Between Tournament Edition and normal NBA Jam?
Correct. No. Between the Genesis and the Super NES.
Well, the Genesis had blast processing. What?
It's very important.
Crazy awesome. The Sega one was cool. The Super Nintendo one was lame. That's the difference.
Good argument.
The Nintendo game was for babies.
I agree.
Whereas the Sega one was edgy.
Was it, though?
Yeah. Sega, edgy, duh, yes.
They did update the rosters, right?
Like, did Sega update them, but Nintendo didn't? Is that what you're trying to accuse?
No, that's what I'm wondering.
They updated from the original NBA Jam, yeah.
I know you could select more characters. I don't know if that's an update to the... You know what I mean?
I think it counts.
I don't know.
This is in danger of sliding into becoming, like, one of the worst five showdowns ever.
It already was when Jason suggested the theme.
It's...
Jason, we picked the same shitty game, dude. I mean, come on.
No, great game.
All I know is it's always awkward when one person brings a game that's, like, three or four orders of magnitude better than the other two. So that's just, we just spend the rest of the show feeling super you know, bad for you guys.
True. I'm okay with that.
But Jason, have you uncovered any, you know, actually interesting information about your game since you Google food it?
Oh, please, I did.
Please tell us.
Okay, Deer Hunter 2, did you know you can find Bigfoot?
Is that important to find Bigfoot?
Yes. You can hunt Bigfoot down.
Oh, that's kind
of
neat.
No, wait.
That was one of the...
Can you really hunt him down?
Counterpoint?
Can you really hunt him down, or is he just, like, walking in the background elusively?
That's one of the rumors and mysteries surrounding the games.
What?
You can find...
They don't even know?
You can... That's the thing. You can find footprints. It's really hard to find them.
We live in a day and age where someone has to know whether or not Bigfoot is actually in the game.
His footprints are definitely. He may or may not be there. That's up to you to go find.
If there's one thing more pathetic than a real life actual Bigfoot enthusiast, it's a Deer Hunter 2 Bigfoot.
There's actually a two-part video that was uploaded, worst part, Christmas Day of 2011 nice. On YouTube, where these guys are trying to track down Bigfoot and Deer Hunter 2.
Merry Christmas.
And it just ends them finding the footprints, and that's it. Merry Christmas. Those people must just live fulfilling lives.
They probably spent like the whole holidays, like the Christmas
Dude,
Eve,
it's Christmas,
Christmas
morning.
Day.
We gotta go find the Bigfoot.
We gotta finish editing this. We gotta upload it.
People've got to know.
Even the description says "Merry Christmas, everyone."
But
enjoy the second part of our Bigfoot analysis.
But Eric, don't you want to go to the family Christmas gathering?
My parents are dead. I have to find Bigfoot.
Why?
I don't know. My parents are dead.
So, okay, maybe, and I'm sure you guys can agree with me as well, but maybe we're just too far into the gaming realm to find the appeal that is Deer Hunter and games like Deer Hunter.
Yeah, because it's a point and click without the adventure, right?
Well, no. It's yes and no. It's a first-person shooter where the enemy AI is non-existent. And you spend long amount of time just trekking through a virtual wilderness. It's kind of like Second Life.
What? Why
do
we keep bringing this up?
But with a gun.
That is true. Second Life has come up a couple times.
It has.
Hunter, your game is third person, though.
So here's the beauty of my game is it started off as a parody to Jason's game. And then the developers slowly realized that if they had any chance of staying in the games, no pun intended, they actually had to create an entity of its own. Then by the fourth iteration, they actually found their voice, which was a farting deer who knows a lot about 90s pop culture, to bring rednecks out of their trailer park homes and their camp.
Oh,
sites.
That's what the Baywatch stuff is.
Yeah,
man.
So rather than using deer calls like you would in a traditional deer hunting game, you would say things, hey, here's a bottle of free Viagra, or, oh, Baywatch is on, or I can't stand Democrats. There's a Democrat over here. You know, things like that to bring out that low-level template of a human being so you could shoot them with a gun. And it's very cartoony. Like, the first one was more a little realistic. It definitely got cartoony as it went on, so.
It's a hunting game for people who don't want to play hunting games yet still have the appeal of playing a hunting game.
It's a hunting game for people who want some kind of thin barrier ethically between being a murder simulator and having the excuse of, well, the protagonist isn't even a human. It's not like I'm even experiencing any catharsis in this. It's a deer.
True. With antlers.
I can't empathize with a deer. Yeah, definitely has antlers.
Bambo is his name.
Yes.
Bambo.
I had a whole thing set up to talk about Bambo.
I mean, you can say it for me if you'd like. It helps strengthen my argument.
I watched Rambo 1 on the way to Indie Pop Gone. I watched Rambo 2 on the way back. I was going to tie that in.
Seriously?
In fact, I was literally just going to talk about Rambo for 55 seconds.
Nice.
And then briefly mention the game.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it would have been.
I feel so sorry for our listeners. Like, you two brought such stupid games.
Did we, though?
No, mine's...
Did we?
Yeah.
Because I think you do make a good point that NBA Jam, just the series in general, probably especially TE due to the hotspots and stuff that are on the court, does appeal to more gamers than it does people who actually enjoy basketball. That's because it's not basketball. Like, at least my game is upfront about what it's about.
Your
it's just a run and gun parody game. Like, it's all about having fun. Yours is just a cheap ripoff of a real sport.
Maybe NBA Jam is a parody of basketball.
It's not advertised that way. If it's not advertised that way, it's a slap in the face to the industry.
Piffle.
Which might be one of the reasons why Midway went under.
Maybe the industry needs slapped, and Midway had nothing to do with the Sega version of the NBA Jam tournament.
No, but they created the title for the arcade.
All right.
I mean, come on. You could if you're putting presidents inside of your game, you're making a very large political statement that is going to turn off 50% of your population and the gamers who might have played your game. That's poor form.
I feel like your game is more politically antagonistic than mine.
I agree, but mine is being played off as a joke. Yours is trying to be a legit game with actual basketball players.
Wow, this is Hunter talking about NBA Jam Tournament Edition, and I quote, trying to be a legit game. I mean, even if you don't like it or you have some valid points, it's still a game.
I think it's more of a political statement, Jason.
You
NBA Jam?
Yeah.
I found some food.
That would be giving it too much credit, I think.
Ooh, ouch.
Do tell!
To be a political statement, it would have to have some actual quality behind it. Like, what's a documentary is a political statement.
Bad political statements?
A piece of artwork is a political statement. This is
clearly
just cashing in on, we don't know what to do. Americans love presidents. let's stick some guys
like
in it.
I feel Americans hate presidents, though.
No, you guys freaking worship them.
You
are the most patriotic.
We put them on warships and we send them out to sea.
There's a difference between loving your country and loving your president, though.
I know, but even in retrospect, like, once a president's dead, you guys are like, yeah, that guy.
My presidents are dead!
My presidents are dead.
Are they? Are they dead? Are they? Jimmy Carter's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's the...
He's super old.
Oldest living president, I think. Because Reagan's dead.
Yeah, Reagan's dead. Yeah. Nixon's dead.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I think NBA Jam could have been a lot more, especially since it's the Tournament Edition was the second.
What more do you want from it?
I don't know. Substance? Clarity?
Yeah, if I'm going to play a basketball game, I'm going to play a basketball game. Like a legitimate basketball game.
Jordan versus Bird.
Sure. Yes, because having a dunk contest is way more legit. Jordan versus Bird only ever involves Jordan and Bird. You can't even, that's less of a basketball game than NBA Jam. Have you played Jordan versus Bird, Hunter?
I have.
I don't think you have.
It doesn't have any precedence in it, though, trying to make a political statement.
You got me there. That's true. Jason.
Yeah.
Does your game have any presidents or birds?
It has. There are birds in it.
Are birds.
Can't you shoot bears in Deer Hunter?
There's a bear in there, I think, somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a Grizzly Hunter series, which was cool.
Is it, Jason? Is it cool?
Because you literally. It's all right. I had it. Illegally. Someone put it on a CD for me.
A physical media? They put a game on physical media for you? What'd you do? Throw it out the window?
Weird.
Poop on it?
Yeah, it's gone now. I don't know where the hell that went.
Clearly they didn't know you very well.
Yeah.
Did you, when they gave it to
young
you,
and impressionable.
When they gave it to you, did you look down and said, what the hell is this?
What the hell is
How
this?
How dare you?
Is this the shiny coaster?
Throw it in their face and spit on them?
Yeah.
And say, my parents are dead.
All right. So basically what we've established through our arguments here is if I want to play a basketball game, I wouldn't play NBA Jam. I'd play an actual basketball
game. Correct.
Using that logic, if I want to play a hunting game, I wouldn't play Deer Avenger. I'd play Deer Hunter.
That is also correct. But
you know what? Mine is the only true choice.
That is a lucid bit of insight there, Jason. That chain of thought really took some connecting. I commend you for the intelligence that required. That was pretty cool.
Actually, to build on that, NBA Jam TE is kind of a parody on basketball. Like, because, I mean, the rules are lax. There's no traveling or anything like that. It's all about big jams and...
What I said earlier. I said that like 7
minutes. Oh, did you? Seven minutes ago? Well, let's go back in the recording. Yeah, it wasn't there.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Quick. 3 minutes ago. Whatever.
You forgot. Audio engineer.
Good point, Jason. I'm experiencing... post-con hangover. That's my excuse for this being the worst episode ever. Sorry, listeners.
I think I brought a great game to the showdown. Jason can agree with me.
I thought my game I originally chose was great, but...
Wait, Jason, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Did you pick the fourth one because it seemed like probably the best out of the series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other three are pretty bad. Like, yeah, because Avenger 1 is like a legit... a crappy copy of Deer Hunter.
Yeah, and I may as well just play Deer Hunter.
Yeah, and like Deer Avenger 2 was kind of the same thing. Deer Hunter 3 took place in an office building, and it was like this really weird, like, what do you call, like, the, it escapes me. Carnival game? You know, like, they just kind of pop up and you shoot and they leave, and they leave. But, like, the fourth one actually felt like a video game. Like, they actually sat down and I was like, okay, well, we keep getting money for these crappy games. We might as well sit down and actually make something that's going to be great and earth-shattering. Hence, Deer Avenger 4, the redneck strike back.
Andrew, if you're listening, feel free to put Jason's hat as a voting option.
Yes.
Trust me on this.
People seem to be loving the hat.
It's going to win if you put the hat. No, NBA Jam
The hat will win.
NBA Jam TE can beat your stupid hat.
I don't think so.
NBA Jam TE can wear my ass as a hat.
NBA Jam ass can wear Jason's hat as a tournament.
What, are you drunk now? Is that this works?
Final argument. Hunter, why should anyone vote for your... hunting parody Viagra.
There are mentions of Viagra. You should vote for Deer Avenger 4 for the PC because it's a beautiful thing to see a developer grow, and that's exactly what the Deer Avenger series is. It's a growing opportunity for you to experience, with the fourth one definitely being the best of the entire lineup. A groundbreaking entry into the world of gaming. Deer Avenger 4.
One of anything is never the best.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not true at all. No. Name one thing where the fourth was the best of the series.
Harry Potter and
Star
the
Wars Episode 4.
What?
That wasn't the best of the series.
No,
that was
wasn't.
The first.
Which Harry Potter was it when you saw Sirius Black? Prisoner of Azkaban, which one was that? Was that the fourth one?
I think that's
three.
Sorcerer's Chamber of...
It's Prisoner of the Third One? Oh, okay. Because that one's my favorite.
Fact checker!
All right. So
Jason, final argument. Why should anyone vote for your game, which is what happens when Hunter's game takes a real good hard look at itself?
You can just hunt deer. There's Bigfoot, maybe.
There's not Bigfoot. Bigfoot is not in the game. He would have found it by now.
He might be. You can't prove he's not.
You can find his footprints.
Have you found him?
Have you not?
No, that's why I don't know if he doesn't exist.
Then we're back to square one, the Bigfoot game.
How could it be square one? Square is the you're no, multiplying it by itself. There's always two.
Circle gets the square. One.
Circle gets the square.
Should bring that game next week. You should vote for my game, NBA Jam Tournament Edition, because you know the tropes. He's on fire, and it's awesome. It's fast paced. It's fun. It can beat Jason's hat in a showdown throwdown if nice. Need be. It's the best game tonight. By far. Eh. And because I didn't pick a game with deer in it, I was a little more of it.
Yep.
And that's our showdown!
This is just pathetic, man. Like, this is just bad.
It's your fault. It is Jason's fault. I'm almost on this. It's Jason's fault for the crappy thing.
What?
Games with antlers.
Antlers. What's wrong with antlers?
You can't get any more niche and specific.
Niche.
Dictionary.com. Niche. Click the audio. The word is niche.
Niche.
No. It's, no.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can't.
Niche.
Okay, let's do some live stream comments or shout outs. You guys have been funnier than we have been with your puns. I see you. How about you shut up and jam, Captain Knucklehead? Thanks for watching. Also to Adam, Chronislinger, Jason Lamb, Valerie Minnick, Captain Knucklehead, Mike from Retrophile TV. That man knows how to plug a website. Dustin Faber, Edward Varnell, Joshua Tiberius, good to see ya. We have a few other people who I see are watching but not commenting, which is totally also cool. So thanks for that. Remember, we need music. So chip tuners, nerdcore artists, submit your music. There's a link at the bottom of WilmerKessel.com. Listener email discussion questions. Always need more of those, too. Can't have Dustin every week. Podcast@onemorecastle.com is the email address you want. By the time this podcast goes up, there will be an Indie PopCon recap on site that I recommend you read. We had a blast at the con. Thank you, fans, for making it possible. My shout out tonight goes to Joe Walker, Space Kappa on Twitter.
There you go.
It's SpaceKappa, because I dedicated my Retro Showdown pick to him, and I think such dedications might be a thing I try and do.
Since when?
Though not always.
Didn't hear that.
With a shout out. Since tonight, it's my first one. I'm just thinking it's going to be me. You don't have to if you don't want to, but I think it's kind of cool. You know, tonight's showdown pick is dedicated to, and then you name someone, everyone wonders why. I think it's fun. I don't know. Mm. It's fun tonight. Because he's a 1990s NBA fan like I am. Whenever I need someone to appreciate the splendor of a Sean Kemp highlight reel, I know I can count on Joe. How about you, Hunter?
Shout-outs,
yeah. Plugs, receding hairlines.
Oh, do I? Yeah, I've got a... I've been told this is called a hillbilly can, not a receding hairline.
Do explain.
It's the opposite of a widow's peak, like Antonio Banderas has. That's what I've been told. I've never, like, actually looked into it, but that's just how my hair's always been. So, but you can find me on Twitter. Great. At Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is IamEricM.com. And my shout out goes to Project Nerd. It's an entertainment blog and podcast that happened to feature Bailey and the one and only Mr. Tom Hall at Indie PopCon this past weekend. So give them have them check them out.
Cool. Jason, any shout outs, plugs, softball tips?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb or visit my website, jasonlamb.org. And I'm going to give a shout out to my favorite guest at Indie PopCon, Bob Dullum. And you can go to bobdullum.com, which
how
is
do you spell that?
The worst. That's bobdullam.com. Right. com. And he has perhaps the worst website I've ever seen.
Is it bad?
Oh, it is awful.
Wait, is it? Spell it for me again.
It's like a bobdullam.com.
Wait for it.
It is kind of gross.
It's not that well. Okay.
Oh,
it's not
good. This is not good at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The man. It's... The The man needs someone to be like Bob.
That image spreads three times across the width of the page.
The images are wider than the website.
That is never seen Bane.
So this was when I first started doing HTML as a child. I was probably like 13, 14 years old. I always thought the rollover links was probably the coolest thing in the world. This one is awful.
No, wait. Check out how the Tumblr is a different rollover effect from all the other.
Oh, wait. Is he using frames? No, he is not.
He's
using
definitely using frames.
Oh, my God, he is. Oh, my God. I have just stepped back to 95. This is does he have blinking text on here, too?
I hope.
What's under the new button? Nothing.
Can I sign the guest book?
Oh.
Or will it just have an animated GIF of a construction worker?
Exactly. Thank you. Yep. This guy just lost my respect. That Tumblr's not cool enough for a shitty website like this. Man.
Oh my God.
Bob.
I went to a link and an open Discovery Channel in a frame.
Wow.
Well, anyway, that's my shout out. Bob Dolan. Yep.
Best shout out ever. If you want to follow me on Twitter for some reason, it's Nintendo_legend. We've had a blast tonight. Wow. It's good to be back. I'll just say that much. And last but not least, listeners, viewers, remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!